This is Paul Davey, Yield Point Specialist for Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Farm News Time here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan. We'll have a report from CR Doctor as well. Another beautiful day coming our way today. Warm temperatures can be expected to continue right on through Sunday. There are some parts of South Dakota that could see highs in the 80s tomorrow. There is a low pressure system arriving Sunday night and on into Monday. With that, winds will pick up and much needed moisture is a possibility.
The Russia-Ukraine war is now in its eighth month. Ukrainian Agribusiness Club is reporting a downturn of 25% for corn production. Winter wheat and barley acreage was down 25 to 30%. Oil seeds like sunflowers and soybeans enjoying a small increase in size of the crop. Fertilizer usage is forecast to decline by 40% in 2023.
Wide basis levels at river terminals are hurting farm gate prices. Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting President Mike Zuzlow expects a ripple effect in the basis.
Wide basis issues at the river terminals are still really hurting us when it comes to the producer prices that they're selling. And that's going to get tougher because we're probably going to see on-farm storage get filled up here relatively soon in corn, and we're going to need more commercial storage on the production side. But, yeah, I think you've got a combination of that PNW helping quite a bit on the soy complex and probably even the meal complex as well.
Northern Plains ethanol plants are also keeping the basis level strong.
We're finding that here in northeastern Kansas as well. Between the processors and a little bit light on the yield, I don't think we're facing the rough situation that the central and eastern corn belt are going to face here on the cash prices. And so one thing that I think is also supporting today's trade is the corn markets coming around with the soybeans. That's being, I think, allowed essentially by the wheat.
Most of China's recent soybean purchases have been out of the Pacific Northwest. Comstock Investments market analyst Joe Camp says that's why basis levels across the Northern Plains have remained steady.
Yeah, nice to have generally that east to west draw regionally so variable this year. So whether it's north to south and trying to get grain down there, or like you mentioned, the soybeans to the Northwest, it does help basis for sure. Processing too, we could talk about corn, and even for the export troubles we've had on corn, ethanol margins still positive, and we're seeing that in a lot of the basis values in the West firming up even as we're, you know, in the midst of a busy harvest.
The demand for ethanol is holding basis firm for corn across the Northern Plains.
There, and that's, of course, after a couple of really disappointing weeks where we'd fallen back on output. But, hey, we were waiting for harvest. The remaining grain from last year wasn't as much as had been tabbed. We learned that on the last stocks report. And also it was in tight hands. So to see that the activity's up and the incentive still for buying grain at higher levels is very much there.
The North Dakota Mill is celebrating its 100th anniversary. According to North Dakota Mill manager Vance Taylor, the facility continues to grow.
We just finished an expansion early in this calendar year that added another 11,000 hundredweights of capacity, or 1.1 million pounds per day. And that takes us to a total of 60,500 hundredweights, or 6 million pounds of finished product per day. And it's kind of fun to say that we're the largest single site mill in the United States and the eighth largest milling company overall.
The spring wheat in Durham coming into the mill is being described as above average.
We've got a really great wheat crop to work with. We're averaging 63 pounds test weight on this new crop here, which is amazing. So really looking forward to what the rest of this year is going to bring.
The North Dakota Mill reports first quarter profits of $2.3 million. That's down from $3.3 million 1 year ago. In addition to political leaders and customers, 200 current and retired state mill employees participated in a dinner last night.
The Egyptian Agriculture Ministry now plans to release corn and soybeans each week to meet the demand of the livestock and poultry sector. The grain had been stuck in the ports due to a dollar shortage. Media reports of poultry farms being forced to destroy birds due to feed shortages resulted in the decision. Lack of confidence in the Egyptian currency and a large number of investors pulling out of short-term government debt markets. That contributed to the dollar shortage. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. The Kansas City Fed reports the size of farm operating loans up nearly 25% from last year. Commodity prices are high, but the expense side of the ledger is also increasing. Interest rates for the agricultural loans have increased sharply.
Forage production essentially done for the year. Bales are also being totaled. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
Conducting hay inventory allows producers to have a good idea on if they're short feed for the winter. NDSU Extension Livestock System Specialist Jana Block says once you have a count on bales, producers can take a look at forage quality to get a better idea of possible deficiencies.
As forage quality increases, digestibility increases, and cattle are able to eat a little bit more. And then, of course, you also have to think about how those requirements are going to change based on stage of production, cow size, and things like that. So the basic, I guess, the goal of our article this time was just to get people thinking about, do they have enough hay to make it through the winter feeding period, or are they going to need to purchase some? And then once they know the amount of bales and what they've got for forage, then we can work on getting that ration fine-tuned and figuring out if they're going to need a supplement or things like that.
Block reminds farmers to keep an eye on potential feed needs.
We always seem to focus in on protein, and in some cases I've seen that we might actually be a little bit energy deficient. And they're obviously both very important, but you have to have one in order to properly utilize the other one. Everything is really important, but we seem to really focus in on protein. In a lot of cases, we're overfeeding protein. So just be paying attention to what energy is provided in the diet. Also, probably, you know, on the mineral side, a lot of times we might be lacking. Get that mineral analysis on your forage. Look at the mineral you're providing. And if you have a way to kind of force feed it, if you're doing a TMR or something like that, just include that in your ration to get it into them.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
Early season russet table potato prices are the strongest ever. North American Potato Market News is reporting Idaho russets peaked at $57.25 per hundredweight in August. The limited supply of table potatoes and strong demand supported prices during the first 3 months of the marketing year.
Milk production in the 21 major dairy states totaled 17.5 billion pounds in September, up 1.6% from a year ago. South Dakota had the largest surge in milk production, up nearly 15%. That's due to the size of the cow herd growing by 25,000 head. Minnesota and Wisconsin's milk production declined by a fraction of a percent.
Resistance management must be part of the weed control strategy. That advice from UPL Technical Services Manager Ryan Bryant Schlobaum.
We know in the past, in that field history, we've got problems with resistant kochia. We're battling green foxtail or wild oats. We want to make sure that we're identifying a type of product that fits well and has good efficacy on the weeds that we're battling.
UPL's Battalium Amped has received federal registration and is awaiting regulatory approval at the state level. It's a post-emergence product for spring and winter wheat.
It can be applied anywhere from once the wheat reaches two leaves up to 60 days before harvest. So a true post-emerge product with a wide application window. We want to target those weeds when they are emerged as well. So just like any herbicide, it's most effective on weeds when they are smaller. But we have that nice application window as it relates to the wheat where we can target those weeds when the product is most effective. And a lot of the common weeds, like we mentioned, grass and broadleaf weeds, when we target those, it has a single use rate of just 16 fluid ounces per acre.
Federal judge in Minneapolis has approved a $42 million settlement between Smithfield and restaurants. That follows a proposed $75 million settlement with consumers and an $83 million settlement with wholesalers. That allows Smithfield to join JBS in leaving the dispute over antitrust rules. Four other meat packers are still facing antitrust allegations.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has imposed $2.5 billion in fines and restitution over the past year, fraud representing the largest number of penalties. The CFTC also faced its largest market manipulation case with charges against Glencore Agriculture. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. National FFA Convention kicks off next week in Indianapolis. National FFA Organization Communications Manager Christy Meyer says it takes months to prepare for the convention.
So we're super excited about seeing everybody in just a few days. We've been pretty busy for the last 6 months preparing for it, working with chapters throughout the country, getting finalists, getting all of that information, and then pretty much packing up the office and getting ready to move it downtown. So, you know, we're expecting close to over 65,000, and there's about 110 of us here at the organization to put it all together. So we've been a little bit busy planning this party.
National FFA Convention doesn't just help boost the local economy when a flood of blue jackets comes to the city, but the organization also helps with community service projects.
Over the last few years, pandemic year aside, it's been about between 30 and 40 million impact to the city. And then in addition to that economic impact, we do service projects. This year, we are going to do service projects in the community, and we're going to have about 2,500 members out in the community serving 15 local nonprofits. Those include things such as Gleaners Food Bank, the Cultural Trail, People for Urban Progress, just really giving back. And then in addition to that, we're still going to have an on-site service project. So we really are trying to give back not just to the community economically, but also in service.
More than 47 million birds have died due to this year's outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza. 2015 was the record year for death loss, with 50.5 million birds claimed by the virus. Turkey meat production is forecast to be down 6% from last year, which will cut into the turkey supply for the holiday season.
Justice Department has dropped charges against two former executives with Pilgrim's Pride. The pair was facing allegations of price fixing. Earlier this year, five other poultry industry executives were acquitted on similar allegations.
Checking markets, we're down 6.75 cents for Minneapolis wheat for the Dease contract at 9.55 3/4. March down 4 3/4. The Chicago wheat down a dime for December, 8.39 1/4. March down 11.5. Dease corn, 3 3/4 lower at 6.80 1/4. March down 3 3/4 cents as well. Soybeans, November, 13.81 1/4, down 10 1/4 cents. For March beans, we're down by 10 cents as well. As we check in on the farm calendar, the South Dakota Stock Growers Association has its 131st convention and trade show. That'll be November 3rd through the 4th at Spearfish, South Dakota. The North Dakota FFA Foundation has its first ever Blue and Gold Gala. November 5th is the date. They'll be at the Radisson Blue in Fargo. Again, a big event coming up, put together by the North Dakota FFA Foundation. And NDSU Extension hosting a Women in Ag session. They'll have a program November 7th. Tax planning will be the focus. Have yourself a great Friday, a great weekend. This is the Red River Farm Network.